Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real. Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Street Parties USA. From packed bars to the backs of cars. And the knucklehead who tried to get a selfie in the middle of the game.
A fan just ran on the floor.
Then, Trump versus reporter.
Beautiful woman, never smiles.
She didn't even ask a question.
I see her standing there with hatred in her eyes.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
And ejected. The kid launched like a projectile out the car window.
The dad accused of failing to buckle his son in a car seat.
Are you okay, buddy?
Okay? Yeah.
Plus, where is Weston?
The desperate search for an American college student.
He went missing on a family trip as a typhoon slams Japan.
You're just like, and it takes your breath away.
Then, one rescue after another. First, the college coach jumps into the ocean to save her drowning nephew.
But who's going to save the coach?
And Zombie Mall.
It's totally deserted.
It's like the real-life movie hit Back Rooms.
Cold fluorescent lights, cream walls, and creepy.
And is this washing machine possessed?
I'm trying to hold it in place.
Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello, thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, and today for Eva, Street Party USA. Excitement over game one of the NBA Finals spilled out of the arenas, bringing traffic to a halt as thousands of fans partied it up in all sorts of places, including bars, stores, and street corners. Amber Cogliano reports.
Epic sights as the nation watches game one of the NBA Finals. Madison Square Garden in New York was standing room only, every seat taken, and the Knicks weren't even there. Game one against the Spurs took place in San Antonio. Outside the arena, fans watching on giant TV screens went bonkers over the Knicks come from behind victory. In Central Park, another watch party drew more than 6,000 fans. Talk about an only in New York moment. At this corner store, fans gathered to watch the game on a big screen. In Brooklyn, they just popped the trunk. Similar scenes played out in San Antonio. The game was a slugfest with the Knicks down as many as 14 points before they came roaring back.
But clutch time and crunch time belong to the Knicks.
There was this crazy moment during the game when a fan stormed the floor to take a selfie with 7'4" San Antonio's Spurs superstar, Victor Wembanyama.
A fan just ran on the floor.
The big guy doesn't seem to mind at all, but the silliness caused a stir. Back in the Big Apple, there are more than 2,000 bars, and it seems as if every one of them was packed.
Let's go, Knicks!
There are questions today about the incident at the end of the game when Knicks hero Jalen Brunson was seen yelling at two fans who were allegedly heckling him.
I mean, some words for somebody who looks like a fan.
A heated moment to end a night to remember.
And the fan who ran onto the court has been banned for life from the arena. Game two Friday night, again in San Antonio, then the teams head to New York. It's happened again. President Trump lashing out at CNN's White House correspondent Caitlin Collins, admonishing her for never smiling. But this time, the tongue lashing started before Collins even asked a single question.
The president is under fire today for what he said to CNN's Caitlin Collins.
I see her standing there with hatred in her eyes.
It came out of nowhere as Trump was speaking to reporters in the Oval Office. Collins hadn't even asked a question when he singled her out.
The corrupt reporter standing right there never smiles. She never smiles. She's a young, beautiful woman, never smiles. I never see a smile off her face.
Collins didn't flinch. She just stood there, her expression unchanging. 10 minutes later.
Excuse me, Mr. President, just to clarify on what you were asked earlier.
She got a chance to ask a question, and he went after her again.
The fake news like CNN, like the New York Times, and like others have abused our people.
Wait a minute, be quiet.
Have abused our people so badly.
This time, she had a cheeky response.
And you should be ashamed of yourself. You used to be a conservative. She was a conservative from Alabama. Can you believe it?
I'm still from Alabama, sir.
Now she's smiling. Trump's tirade is getting a lot of attention today.
It is disgusting to watch him tell a woman that she needs to smile while doing her job.
Collins' CNN colleagues are also coming to her defense.
That's the president of the United States, a nearly 80-year-old man, who has no problem commenting on her physical appearance and telling her she needs to smile.
On The View, Collins was praised for keeping her cool.
Her ability to keep her face, like not even a scoff or a little reaction, she stayed so central focused and didn't take the very easy bait.
I never smiles. I never see a smile off her face.
A desperate search is underway for an American college student who disappeared while on a family trip to Japan. We spoke with the 20-year-old's parents who are holding on to hope. Stephen Fabian has the details.
Where is Weston? That's the agonizing question haunting these parents after their son vanished on a family vacation to Japan.
The desperate search for an American college student.
Desperate search underway right now.
Weston Higginbotham.
20-year-old Weston Higginbotham was in the Far East Nation with his mom, dad, and younger brother.
Weston and his family were staying in a hotel in pretty tight quarters, typical in Japan, when a little family squabble happened. No big deal. But that's when Weston told his parents he needed to clear his head and went off on his own.
That was 6 days ago. The engineering student from Auburn University in Alabama has not been heard from since.
It's just crushing. It is crushing.
We spoke to Nancy and Keith Higginbotham today in Kyoto, widely considered to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
You just think you have your family of four, like, and then you're just like, and it takes your breath away.
His Find My iPhone feature shows that Weston took a regional train to a popular hiking route outside Kyoto. Then it stopped working.
He's an avid hiker. Loves to explore, loves adventure. Our thoughts are there's a chance maybe he got up there and got lost, slipped, something.
Mom and dad praise Japanese police and the volunteers who are searching for Weston.
We're going to find him.
Yeah.
We're going to find him.
A typhoon has been moving through the area, making search efforts more difficult. It was a terrifying day at the beach. A college basketball coach jumps in the surf to save her young nephew caught in a riptide. Then, as Justin Finch reports, she needed to be rescued herself.
Go!
A brother and his sister happily running to the water's edge. The perfect day to frolic on the beach in Wilmington, North Carolina. But danger is about to strike as 8-year-old Noah Gilliam gets swept up by a riptide. Their aunt watched the terrifying moment unfold. She is 41-year-old Nicole Woods, and she is head coach for UNC Wilmington's women's basketball team.
He bent over to like pick up a seashell or something, and the wave hit him, and I saw it kind of knock him off his feet and, like, you know, the tide taking him out.
She heroically jumped into the ocean to save her nephew, but the powerful rip current also swept her away, leaving nephew and aunt struggling to stay afloat.
He was like, save me, Coco, save me, Coco. And I was telling him to just calm down. It was almost like being in a washing machine and it feeling like a suction cup pulling me from the bottom. And that's the last thing I remember.
A local man, Ryan Gillespie, ran into the water.
I see his eyes, just these piercing eyes, wide open, like 3 or 4 inches under the water.
A rescue team brought everyone to the beach. Nicole was unconscious.
I was thinking she was gone.
She was on a ventilator for 24 hours and spent 6 days in the hospital. The beach trauma brings to light how to save yourself in case you get caught in a rip current this summer. My colleague Stephen Fabian explains.
For years, we've heard that if you get stuck in a rip current, you're supposed to swim parallel to shore to get yourself to safety. But now, experts say that's actually the wrong thing to do.
Lifeguard Janet Carbon is trying to spread the word with a campaign called Float, Don't Fight.
So right now we're stuck in a rip current.
Yes, we are.
What should we do to get out of it?
Not panic, deep breathe.
Right.
Lay back, kick your feet gently, move your hands at your sides, and just go with it.
And then what?
It's gonna dissipate once we get out there. And then once it dissipates, you can swim right out of it.
Meantime, little Noah has a message for his aunt, who came to his rescue, only to be rescued herself.
Thank you. Love you.
An estimated 100 people drown in rip currents every year in the U.S. Now, a terrifying crash at a busy intersection, and the impact was so strong, it ejected a young boy right out of the window. Allison Hall tells us what happened, and we warn you the video is intense.
It's a busy intersection. Seconds later, this. Two pickup trucks slam into each other, leading to a chain reaction disaster. And a 7-year-old boy getting ejected from his family car and landing on the hood of the cop car head first. The shaken youngster screams for his dad.
Are you okay, bud? Come here, bud. I got you.
In the patrol car, the boy is grateful to be alive.
Thank you.
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Cops say the boy wasn't wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash.
The situation was horrific, and it's nothing but a miracle that this child walked away with just, you know, a few cuts and bruises. This could have ended very horrifically.
This dramatic crash dummy video shows just what can happen during a collision if a child is unrestrained.
Car seat safety experts say 7-year-olds may not need a child seat, but they still need a booster seat and always need to be buckled in.
Child safety expert Michelle Pratt shows us what a booster seat looks like.
The key message is he should have been in something.
The boy's father was cited for not properly restraining his son in the vehicle. The low-budget horror film Backrooms is the number one movie. It takes place in a zombie mall where there's not a shopper in sight. Now, as Jim Murray reports, fans are flocking to a real-life zombie mall to get the full experience.
Very spooky.
Just long corridors to nothing.
Dark and desolate hallways.
It's just an eerie feeling here.
I'm walking through the deserted Puente Hills Mall, just outside downtown LA.
Look at this. All these stores are locked up.
It's being called a zombie mall.
It goes to nowhere.
But the AMC movie theaters remain open, and fans are flocking to see the number one movie in America, Backrooms, which takes place in a zombie mall.
It's massive in there.
There's like a doll hanging from the ceiling, and it just gave off this really eerie, creepy feeling walking near it. But
moviegoer Katrina Marufo says the mall is the perfect place to see the movie.
There is like music going through the mall still, which is still crazy to me, like, because there's nothing really open. It's just so haunting to hear the music and like nothing else.
Backrooms is the brainchild of 20-year-old YouTuber Kane Parsons.
Hello?
The youngest filmmaker ever to have a movie open number one at the box office. Now the film is drawing lots of folks to explore this empty mall.
This is one of those long abandoned hallways that looks like it's straight out of the movie. Cold fluorescent lights, cream walls, and creepy.
I really just am very fascinated with these like abandoned malls. It's really crazy to see the stores there too, because it really just looks like everyone just got up and left and like never came back.
And a very happy birthday to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's daughter, Lilibet, who turns 5 today. Her parents are sharing this photo holding Lilibet with the message, "Our dream girl," along with a snapshot of Lily checking out flowers in the garden on her special day.
Next, Matthew Perry, for sale. The late Friendstar's most valuable keepsakes. Wait till you see what was inside his wallet.
But why was Jennifer Aniston's Dear Maddie letter pulled at the last minute?
And is this washing machine possessed?
I'm trying to hold it in place.
Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real. Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Matthew Perry's personal belongings are going up for auction, including a handwritten letter from his Friends co-star Jennifer Aniston. So why has the item been pulled?
An emotional letter penned by Jennifer Aniston has mysteriously vanished from an auction of Matthew Perry's most personal possessions. There's Aniston's letter on display, along with his wallet, still containing his credit cards, including an ultra-exclusive Black American Express card. Also, his Banksy artwork, The Girl with the Red Balloon, which could fetch up to $1 million. And a script from the season finale of Friends, signed by his co-stars. It has an opening bid of $26,000. But today, Jennifer Aniston's letter has disappeared from the Heritage Auction site. The handwritten note is believed to have been written around the time that their classic show Friends came to an end in 2004. Aniston writes, "Maddie, oh my God, how am I going to live without your light in my life on a daily basis? I know that the light has been dimmed at times, and there were moments I was so scared it was going to go out altogether. You have always come back." It's believed Aniston was referring to Perry's battle with drug addiction. The actor was known for his Batman memorabilia and his Batman watch as an opening bid of $8,000. And look at this deeply personal item from childhood, his stuffed bunny, along with his original edition of the Velveteen Rabbit children's book, his favorite growing up. The Friends show paid tribute to his connection to the book with this episode.
What? I thought he'd love it. His favorite kid's book was the Velveteen Rabbit.
The Velveteen Rabbit was brown and white.
Well, it was either a pink bunny or no bunny at all.
No bunny at all. Always no bunny at all.
Today, actress Selma Blair spoke out in support of the auction to GMA.
Years later, I still can't believe how much it hurts when I wake up knowing that Maddie isn't a phone call away.
Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 2023 from a fatal drug overdose. Now, fans of the late actor can own some of his cherished possessions, minus this heartfelt letter penned by Jennifer Aniston.
The auction house tells us Matthew Perry's estate pulled the letter and decided not to sell it at this time. Proceeds from the auction will go to the foundation set up in the actor's name to help others battling drug addiction. Still to come, the washing machine that won't stop spinning around. A family went to the Bahamas on vacation, but nothing prepared them for this. Pulling up to an uninhabited island, they see something moving all over the pristine sandy beach. Once on shore, they realize they're all giant iguanas. Turns out the prehistoric-looking reptiles are friendly and look kind of happy to welcome humans onto Iguana Island. They're probably just looking for snacks, hopefully not of the humankind. Still to come, a possessed washing machine.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real. Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Finally today, it's the washing machine that won't stop spinning.
Watch what happens every single time I do a wash in my house.
This woman thinks her washing machine might be possessed.
It flips all the way around, every single time.
She tries to hold it in place, but it just keeps spinning.
They had my maintenance guy come at one point to try and fix it, and it still kept doing it. So I'm like, do I need to get an exorcist?
Look at it go. Talk about a spin cycle.
Just pull the plug, and that's Inside Edition. We'll see you next time.
Now streaming only on Paramount Plus. Chicago. It's my home.
The acclaimed series, The Chi, reaches its final chapter.
This is The Chi. Anything's possible.
The Chi, the final season now streaming, only on Paramount+.